serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN. Familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Supreme Court justices agreeing to hear TikTok's case as it works to stop a ban in the U.S. Here's ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
TikTok had asked the Supreme Court to delay or block the impending sale deadline. For now, the justices say they're deferring that decision until after the oral argument on Friday, January 10th. The argument will focus on whether a TikTok ban would violate the First Amendment. A three-judge panel of the D.C. Circuit Appeals Court ruled it would not. President-elect Trump has said he has a soft spot for TikTok, but the Biden administration and a bipartisan majority in Congress say the popular app risks national security in the hands of a China-based owner.
NASA says a SpaceX flight scheduled to bring two Boeing astronauts back from the International Space Station has been pushed back until March. Astronauts Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore traveled to the space station back in June on the troubled Boeing Starliner. Red flag alerts in effect for California. Santa Ana winds whipping up once again and storms moving in on the East Coast. This is ABC News. A week before Christmas, parents and grandparents busy hunting down the perfect toys for the children in their lives. Consumer advocates urging those caregivers to choose carefully.
A group called Watch has been issuing its list of worst toys for 52 years. Worst not because they're not fun, but because they might be dangerous.
In the last couple of decades or so, we've seen a lot of these same issues crop up over and over again.
James Schwartz is director of Watch.
The choking hazards, strangulation hazards, cars, projectiles.
One item on the list, Kinetic Sand Sense, has kids as young as 3 making ice cream cones out of inedible sand. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The U.S. has repatriated a Kenyan man held for 17 years without charge at the U.S. military prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. After Mohammed Abdul Malik Bajabu's release, only 29 detainees will remain at Guantanamo. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
After you use Bounce Dryer sheets and realize how fresh, soft, less wrinkled, and less staticky your laundry can be, you'll
put a sheet on him
every time. Like those socks that smell like they've been through a marathon. Or that blanket that's got wrinkles on its wrinkles. Maybe even your chatty coworker who keeps distracting you. Okay, Bounce Dryer sheets can't do it all. But for fresher, softer, better laundry,
put a sheet on it with Bounce!
Good morning, feet freaks! Who's ready to move? Let's start this day right!
Tasha's morning dance parties are meeting rave reviews.
Lose your phones and find your groove.
They need an ops manager to help their community dance the morning away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy and breezy, with temperatures slowly sliding from the mid-20s to the teens tonight. With snow arriving early tomorrow morning, it could be heavy at times, and visibility will be reduced and roads will be slippery. The snow accumulations look to be anywhere from 3 to 7 inches. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 23.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Raymond Newpert, honoring the lives lost in Monday's school shooting in Madison. Ted Allen has more.
Hundreds gathered at the Wisconsin State Capitol Tuesday night to remember victims at Abundant Life Christian School. Those attending were able to sign 2 heart crosses for the teacher and teenage student who died. Charles Moore is executive director of the organization that oversees the school.
It's hard. We've lost people. We've lost loved ones.
The 15-year-old identified as a suspected shooter, Natalie Rupnow, fatally shot herself. Of the 6 others injured, 2 have been released from the hospital, and another 2 are still fighting for their lives.
Meanwhile, school threats have increased following Monday's fatal shooting in Madison. The Department of Justice Office of School Safety says over 80 tips about possible school threats were reported over the last 2 days. That more than doubles the number received during the same period last year. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this, that's when you know it may be time to change your tune. The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick.
Fast play, fast play.
Jackpot, jackpot.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry. So many ways to play, may add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has scratch games, lotto draw games, and fast play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Amplify Health from Gunderson Lutheran, Mondovi, Powerbuilt Tire and Service, Durand and Mull Drive, Eau Claire, Sunstrom & Company, your local tax experts, Durand, Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, and the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand. Forecasters say snow is in the forecast for the WRDN listening area. The National Weather Service says western Wisconsin could see as much as 6 inches of snow by the time the flakes stop falling tomorrow. The snow is expected to start tonight and just keep going. Road crews are asking for patience ahead of time. Forecasters say roads across western Wisconsin will be snow-covered and will need to be plowed throughout the day tomorrow. One person was injured in a single vehicle accident in Maiden Rock Township Saturday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 76-year-old Donald Warnick of Holman was traveling northbound on Highway Double C when he lost control of his vehicle and entered the ditch. Warnick was taken to Mayo Red Wing Hospital. Western Wisconsin could see a substance abuse facility reopen. Lutheran Social Services is looking to buy the L.E. Phillips Libertas facility that was closed when HSHS closed Sacred Heart and St. Joe's Hospitals earlier this year. An LSS spokesperson says the name would not stay the same or have any affiliation with HSHS. The facility would be open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. LSS hopes the facility will help fill an increasing need for addiction recovery in the Chippewa Valley. If everything goes according to plan, service could begin in early to mid-2026. A southeast Minnesota man will spend the rest of his life behind bars after being found guilty of killing the mother of his children. Yesterday, a Winona County judge sentenced Adam Fravel to life in prison without the possibility of parole in connection with the murder of Madeline Kingsbury. The 26-year-old woman was last seen alive dropping her two kids off at daycare in Winona in March of 2023. Her remains were found 10 weeks later in a culvert near a home in Fillmore County owned by Fravel's parents. Fravel addressed the court before his sentence was delivered yesterday, saying he never caused harm to Maddie and is innocent. Wisconsin's race for the White House is officially over. Wisconsin's 10 Republican electors cast their official ballots for President-elect Trump yesterday. The whole thing took less than 20 minutes. Trump won Wisconsin by about 30,000 votes in the November election. Yesterday's vote was different from 4 years ago when Republican electors cast their votes for an alternative slate for the president. That vote continues to be part of a criminal case. You're listening to WRDN News.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sunstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sunstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sunstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sunstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
The Durand, Arkansas School Board will be meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include renewal of the agreements with the Alma, Pepin, and Plum City school districts, approval of the 25-26 course handbook, and reports from the district and building administrators. Tonight's meeting begins at 6 p.m. in the boardroom at Durand, Arkansas High School. One person was injured in a single vehicle accident Saturday in Heartland Township. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 18-year-old Jackson Merrill of Ellsworth was traveling northbound on Highway C when he swerved to miss a deer and entered the ditch, rolling the vehicle. Merrill was transported to Red Wing Hospital. Prosecutors say the weekend stabbing attack at the Dew Dodge Inn was unprovoked. Eau Claire County's district attorney filed formal charges against Anthony Jackson yesterday. Investigators say he was seen talking to himself at the bar not long before he stabbed 31-year-old Alex Graff to death. An autopsy showed Graff was stabbed in the heart, face, and side. He died a short time after the attack. Prosecutors say there's no evidence that Jackson knew Graff or that the two had any kind of disagreement. Jackson's being held on a $2 million bond and is facing homicide charges in the case. Thanks to a Supreme Court ruling last week, the Prairie Island Indian community can begin to prepare to move its gaming operations if it becomes necessary. Last week, the High Court placed hundreds of acres of land that the Prairie Island Indian community owns into a trust. The land is located near Xcel Energy's nuclear plant. The tribe worried that a major storm could render their gaming operation inoperable. A candlelight vigil was held last night in Madison to remember the lives lost and pray for those injured in Monday's shooting at a private K-12 school. A teacher and student at Abundant Life Christian School were killed, and it appears the shooter, a 15-year-old girl, died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes says it's still too soon to say what the shooter's motive may have been. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
The Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic is here for all your primary care needs. From annual visits and sports physicals to new or chronic conditions, our compassionate team looks forward to caring for you during all stages of life. For your convenience, we offer on-site lab, same-day appointments, physical therapy, and more services to come. Call the Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic to schedule your appointment at 715-926-1113.
Minnesota recorded a record high number of visitors to the state in 2023. Explore Minnesota recently released a new report that said Minnesota attracted more than 80 million visitors in 2023. But each tourist spent less than in previous years. Tourists spent $14.1 billion on dining, shopping, fishing, and other activities in 2023. Spending still down more than 9% from 2019. One of the reasons for the rise in revenue was the Taylor Swift Eras Tour concert and several other large events that brought visitors back to the metro. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy and breezy with temperatures slowly sliding from the mid-20s to the teens tonight. With snow arriving early tomorrow morning, it could be heavy at times, and visibility will be reduced and roads will be slippery. The snow accumulations look to be anywhere from 3 to 7 inches. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 23.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200 to $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx users are compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
This is the famous footwear that everyone has on their holiday wish list. So don't wait to make it famous. Whether you're searching for their favorite character shoes or the hottest sneakers, slippers, and boots, Famous Footwear has the newest styles from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, Timberland, and more. Unwrap Famous today and make everyone's holidays merry with buy one, get one half off at your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
The Bucks captured the NBA Emirates Cup last night, cruising to a 97-81 win over Oklahoma City in Las Vegas. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Giannis Antetokounmpo posting a triple-double, 26 points, 19 rebounds, and 10 assists to win tournament MVP honors.
We're getting better. The last 50 games we've played, we've competed, we've played team basketball.
We trust in one another. We trust one another's abilities. So we're playing good basketball. You know, these two games, no matter win or lose, we know we're going to leave Vegas. We're going to be a better team. I'm so proud of this group. Man, I'm so proud of this group.
Damian Lillard added 23 for the Bucks in the win. Marquette opens their 20th Big East season at home against Butler tonight. Golden Eagles are 9-2, expected to be contenders for the conference title. Green Bay Phoenix will be trying to end a 7-game skid when they take on Division II Michigan Tech on Education Day at the Res Center. That one tips off around 11 a.m. this morning. Wisconsin is losing two wide receivers to the transfer portal, Will Pauling and C.J. Williams. Pauling led the team in catches with 42 this season. They're also looking for a safeties coach after Alex Grinch left to take the defensive coordinator position at Central Florida. Packers are off today and resume their practice week tomorrow as they start preparing for their Monday nighter against the Saints at Lambeau Field. Green Bay can clinch a playoff spot with a win against New Orleans. That's not top of mind for Coach Matt LaFleur.
Not worried about it. I'm worried about us continuing to get better, staying in the moment, focusing on what's right in front of us. And it's by attacking our practices the right way and just building our habits. And it's all about how we improve throughout this process. And whatever happens, happens.
Packers' December 29th matchup against the Vikings will not be flexed by the NFL. The game will remain in the noon slot at U.S. Bank Stadium. Former Badger running back Brian Calhoun has been named the next head high school football coach at his alma mater, Oak Creek. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Late-season momentum in 2024 makes Riggs a title favorite in 2025. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
The thrills of NASCAR racing from over 55 years of Motor Racing Network broadcasts.
Bobby Allison brings the race car right down in the middle of the track, crosses the start-finish line, and he will win the 24th annual Daytona 500.
Bill Elliott wins the Hooters 500. Alan Kulwicki, 1992 champion.
MRN Classic Races.
And in the whole pack steaming for the finish line, Dale Earnhardt wins a Winston 500.
Find all the classic moments on MRN Classic Races on any podcast platform.
Even though the 2024 NASCAR season has reached its conclusion, NASCAR Live still rolls on. This offseason, we'll honor champions and discuss some of the top stories from an amazing season of racing.
What a move off four, up against the fence. Tyler Reddick rallies back.
Justin Allgaier is the 2024 NASCAR Xfinity Series champion.
All of that and much more every week on NASCAR Live.
Second-generation driver Lane Riggs concluded his first full season in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series on a high note, winning twice and finishing in the top 10 5 of the 7 playoff races. However, those solid runs came after failing to qualify for the 10-driver playoffs. Riggs believes what he learned late this year could carry over to a potential championship in 2025.
To finally turn it around and get the results we were looking for, especially winning 2 races in the playoffs, that shows that we're really going to be a contender this upcoming season. I'm really excited about it.
Riggs finished 11th in the final standings this year, the highest among non-playoff teams. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
If you want to relax and encourage imagination in your children, go somewhere wild. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Being outdoors and connecting with nature benefits all of us as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of successful farming podcasts. The Successful Farming Podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
This year, American farmers will harvest 2.8 billion bushels of wheat and 15.1 billion bushels of corn. And to this day, American road workers have built 4.2 million miles of roads and counting. We're proud that John Deere machines rolling off the line here in the USA play a part in supporting Americans who work the land and build a better tomorrow. Nothing runs like a Deere. Learn more at johndeere.com/manufacturing.
Want a break from the daily grind? I go outside, paddling in my kayak, walking the sandbars of a river, or bicycling on a woodland trail bring me so much peace. Nature is the great equalizer. Carmen Larson is a communications associate with the Nebraska Forest Service. She says being out in the wild has many benefits.
Wildness is comfortable for us, whether you're alone or you're with others. It reduces stress. It tends to really enhance social interactions. It tends to be less competitive, more appreciative of the surroundings. For children, the studies are clear that for attention deficit and other problems like that, this can really give them space and freedom.
Few of us have areas of true wilderness nearby and will travel great distances to national parks and forests just to see and experience it. But you can enjoy the same benefits from your own yard. Plant natives that attract pollinators, develop habitat for wildlife, and give your landscape a few rough edges.
There are areas that you probably want turf and you want areas to play. But for people with young children, if you can behind some shrubs or in a place where it won't bother you, just allow children a space where there's loose soil, loose dirt, loose rocks. They can rearrange things as much as they want and leave them be. That's just huge.
From a scientific point of view, wild areas filter the air, remove pollutants from the water, and give shelter for wildlife. Larson says they serve as kind of a canary in the coal mine, and when we pay attention, can offer clues for what's happening in our natural systems. Learn more about the importance of wildness at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before December 31st and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st. So call now and you'll save even more. Here's the number. 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
23 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, double-digit losses in the milk markets. January milk down 24 to 2027. February down 22 to 1983. March down 22 to 1977. April down 25 at 1935. Cheese markets were steady. Barrels at 178.5, 40 pound blocks at 186. No trades on the day. Cash butter down 1 to 250. One trade on the day. Grading on fat dry milk down 3/4 to 137.25. Six trades on the day. Dry whey up 0.5 to 75 even, and three trades on the day. Live cattle markets are moving mostly higher on profit taking. Also, the traders are anxious about the cattle markets moving above market resistance levels, and that has helped to provide some pressure to the markets. Box beef prices also lower. Feeder cattle complex is also trading now mostly lower, again, because of what's happening in the live cattle markets. Now, the move doesn't reflect really any changes in the countryside. Demand does remain incredibly strong. Meanwhile, hog markets, they are moving up mostly higher today. The hog complex has found some technical footing in the markets, but it is also complemented by a higher note in pork cutout values, so that's combining to move hogs higher. December live cattle down $1.45 to $1.90.80. February down $1.62 to $1.88.12. April down $1.37 to $1.90.20. January feeder cattle down 85 cents to $2.56.62. March down $1.20 to $2.57.07. April down $1.32 to $2.58.05. February hogs up 47 cents to $83.67. April up 90 cents to $88.95. May up 95 cents to $92.65. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets are moving mostly lower today. There is a spillover pressure from the big drop in soybeans as well. Now, the export wire did see 135,000 metric tons of corn sold to Colombia, but soybeans are really leading the entire grain complex lower. There is a firm spread trade, but broad product weakness continuing, along with a continued Brazilian currency weakness, all weighing in on the trade. Market, though, is getting more and more oversold, however. Wheat markets, meanwhile, they are moving up mostly lower. Again, due to a lot of the drop in soybeans and corn, there's type of a range-bound type of trade. The plains look to be warmer with better moistures here in the end of the year. Matif wheat, though, is holding near their recent highs. Now, export sales are expected to be in the 200,000 to 350,000 metric ton range. March corn down 5.25 to 438.25. May and July both down 5. May at 455. July 448.25. New crop down 4.75 to 433.75. January and March beans both down 22.75. January 954. March 956. May down 22.5 to 964.75. New crop down 20 to 968.75. January soybean meal down 7.30 to 279.90. January soybean oil down 96 cents to 39.66. Chicago wheat, March down 1.75 to 543.25. May down 1 to 553.5. Minneapolis wheat, March down 3/4 to 594.25. May down 1/4 to 602.25. Energy markets this afternoon, January crude oil up 66 cents to 70.74. February up 53 cents to 70.18. January and February gas both up a cent. January at 195, February 196. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. A court puts the brakes on the CTA reporting requirements. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
A court in Texas has hit the pause on a federal filing requirement a lot of farmers considered burdensome and overreach. The Corporate Transparency Act, or CTA, required certain businesses to report ownership information by January 1st to the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, or FANSOUND. Jake Parker, Secretary and General Counsel for the North Carolina Farm Bureau.
And the idea was they were going to gather information about what I'm going to call small businesses, just to keep things simple, but your S corporations, your limited liability corporations, those kind of entities that aren't publicly traded. So a very large, think publicly traded company like Smithfield Foods, for example.
Parker says Congress's intent was to combat money laundering and organized crime funding, but the implementation would be burdensome on farmers and other small businesses.
The concerns a lot of farmers I heard from and even our insurance agents had about the law was the reporting requirements were so intrusive. You have to upload a photo ID. You have to provide a bunch of background information about your business, and you're essentially loading it into a government portal and trusting them to keep it safe. And in this day and age, a lot of people, unfortunately, don't have that trust in government to do what it says sometimes.
The court determined that the law is likely unconstitutional and needed to be halted.
In this case, the court said this issue is so large and has such a broad impact, a nationwide stay is appropriate. And that was a really big deal because it means across the country, nobody has to file these papers before the end of the year. And so that was a real big, it was something we'd asked, like I said, we'd asked Congress to do it, and they haven't acted yet. And so the court essentially stepped in and put things on hold while the rest of the case plays out.
Parker says it will take several months for the appeals to be filed and read, but in the meantime, farmers, ranchers, and other businesses targeted by the law will not have to submit the files. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
With News of Agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Westby dairy farmer Darren Von Ruden has been reelected president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union during the annual convention in Wisconsin Dells. Von Ruden has served as the organization's District 5 director since 2008, representing Crawford, Grant, Green, Iowa, Lafayette, Richland, Rock, and Vernon counties. He also leads the WFU Foundation Board of Directors, the WFU Service Association, and serves as secretary on the National Farmers Union Board of Directors. Von Rudin and his wife, Joanne, live in Westby. In the last several years, Von Rudin transitioned from the farm to the fourth generation, where son Brent purchased the machinery and the 50-cow dairy herd. Von Rudin's presidential address focused on the theme of collaboration, resilience, and growth as the Wisconsin Farmers Union continues to work to empower family farmers, strengthen rural communities, and confront challenges together. House Democrats voted to make Minnesota's 2nd District Congresswoman Angie Craig the new ranking member on the Republican-controlled House Ag Committee. The Hill points out that Democrats chose a younger member of the House over longtime veteran legislator Jim Costa of California, who was also vying for the seat. Costa, the second ranking member of the Ag Committee, has been on Capitol Hill for 20 years. Craig replaces David Scott of Georgia, the previous ranking member. The vote for Craig followed a decision from the Democrats' Steering and Policy Committee to recommend Craig for the seat over Costa and Scott, who dropped out of the race on Monday after the steering vote. Scott wanted to stay in the position, but he was considered to be having health challenges and not able to effectively operate as the top Democratic member of the Agriculture Committee moving forward. Craig won her fourth congressional term in November. House Speaker Mike Johnson has announced a last-minute breakthrough on help for farmers. A must-pass bill to avert a government shutdown will now include Farm Aid, giving farmers something to celebrate the Christmas season. A high-pressure lobbying effort by multiple farm groups and Johnson himself paid off. What you'll see reflected in the final package is $10 billion to start, Johnson said. In addition, USDA moved some things around and has added $2 billion for specialty crops that they announced in late November, all of which means help is coming. Johnson hopes with this announcement that a great sigh of relief is coming from farm country. I've talked to several leaders in the agriculture community who say they're greatly relieved, Johnson added. And while it's not the $15 to $20 billion that the American Farm Bureau and many others were asking for, Johnson says the new aid comes not a moment too soon. The 2022 Census of Agriculture showed that the U.S. had 1,900,487 farms, down from over 2,100,000 in 2012. That represents a 10% drop, or 208,000 farms in 10 years. The Census of Ag is conducted every 5 years, and the last 2 5-year periods saw the number of farms decrease in all 4 farm categories. The smallest 3 categories fell from 2017 to 2022. Farms with annual revenues of less than $10,000 dropped the largest number within the decade, declining by over 151,000 farms, or 13%. On the other hand, large farms with $1 million or more dollars in revenue increased by 31%, from 81,600 in 2012 to almost 108,000 in 2022. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting's sent a letter to congressional leadership on the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act being included in the omnibus continuing resolution. The CR will be introduced before the end of the lame duck session. The letter points out that for over 80 years, the NAFB's broadcasters have worked hard to serve rural and urban residents with timely and accurate information in daily programming. Failure to approve this critical bill will allow automakers to eliminate access to critical information to the people we serve, the letter said. Rural and urban residents should not be forced to subscribe to an unreliable data stream for urgent information, the letter went on to say. Radio access is especially important for America's farmers and rural audiences in times of emergency. For people working out in the open and miles from home, response time is critical, the letter said. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Are you looking to dig into the Bible and dialogue with other Christians? Join Believer City Church for a local community Bible discussion near you. We meet every Wednesday night at 6:30 in Durand at the Cell Block Bar and Grill. Everyone is welcome. Whether you belong to a church or have no church at all, you can join us for a small group Bible discussion. Get into the conversation. BelieversTogether.com.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chentfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chentfit Smith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chenfit Smith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chenfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
After a dry day today, a clipper-type system will bring widespread snow through much of east central Minnesota and into western Wisconsin through Thursday. Now, dry weather then is expected from Thursday night onward and will be cold for the weekend, followed by a warm-up next week. Partly sunny throughout the day today. We'll have highs 20 to 25, relative humidities at 53 to 58%. Northwest winds at 6 to 11. We'll see about 4 hours of sunshine. For tonight, partly cloudy early, then becoming mostly cloudy. 90% chance of snow. We'll have lows from 11 to 16. Relative humidities at 91 to 97%. Northwest winds at around 5, becoming southeast at 11 to 16 and gusting to near 25. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, snow. Highs at 22 to 27, 3 to 6 inches total storm accumulation is possible. We'll have relative humidities at 66 to 71%. Southeast winds at 12 to 17, shifting to the east at 11 to 16 and gusting to 30. Now for Thursday night, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of snow, lows 10 to 15. Friday, partly sunny, highs 20 to 25. Saturday, partly sunny, highs 15 to 20. Sunday, partly sunny, highs 25 to 30.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I was walking home from school on a cold winter day.